Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Wednesday. There will be a Game 7 in the World Series tonight. Kansas City blasted the Giants 10-0 last night in a beatdown, forcing the seventh game of the Fall Classic. KC jumped on starter Jake Peavy and reliever Yusério Petit for 7 runs in the second inning and coasted to the win. Kansas City sent 11 batters to the plate, had 8 hits in a 33-minute bottom of the second inning, as the series has been marked by blowouts. Jake Peavy got blasted in the second inning. Kansas City wound up running him and Petit out of the ballgame. Peavy's ERA is now 1.5 in postseason with a 7.98 ERA. Tonight, Tim Hudson starts with the Giants against Kansas City right-hander Jeremy Guthrie. The bigger question, if Hudson falters, how quickly does San Francisco get ace Madison Bumgarner in the game with just 2 days rest, and how many innings can he pitch? Meanwhile, Bumgarner says he can pitch out of the bullpen tonight in Game 7. He's got a 4-0 record with a 0.29 ERA in his career in the World Series. Other baseball stories, reports are the Red Sox have talked to the Philadelphia Phillies about the potential of a blockbuster trade centered around outfielder Yanis Cespedes going to Philadelphia, with the Red Sox getting pitching ace Cole Hamels. Minor league players would be included in the deal. White Sox have $60 million in budget space to take on Hamels' contract. Cincinnati and Texas have evidently opened trade talks in a deal that might involve Reds pitcher Matt Latos. Tiger-designated hitter Victor Martinez says he wants a 4-year contract extension, otherwise he's headed to free agency. Former Padre and Astros first baseman Jesus Guzman won't be in Major League Baseball next season. He's signed with the Hiroshima Carp in Japan. Toronto Blue Jays have picked up first baseman Justin Smoke, let go by the Seattle Mariners. Athletics have signed free agent Toronto pitcher Brad Mills. Brewers have picked up Angel outfielder Luis Jimenez. Meanwhile, Kansas City has lost the top pitcher of the future, Kyle Zimmer. A first-round draft pick has left the Arizona Fall League with a blown-out shoulder. He needs immediate surgery. And the Minnesota Twins' top minor league player, outfielder Byron Buxton, has broke a finger in the Arizona Fall League. It's the third injury of the season for him. He had a concussion and a broken wrist earlier. Meanwhile, the Cubs have hired Eric Hinsky, longtime major leaguer, as a hitting coach, and Doug DeCenzos as a dugout coach, despite uncertainty over the status of manager Rick Renteria with Joe Maddon's availability now. Minnesota Twins interview Red Sox minor league coach and manager Torey Lovullo for a second time, though Paul Molitor seems to be the hot candidate for that job. And the Athletics have hired Mike Aldretti, the Cardinals bench coach, as their new bench coach in Oakland. In football, for the Chargers, first day on the practice field, beginning preparation for the Miami game on Sunday. Amongst the questions, will Ryan Matthews be cleared to practice after spending all of last week running on side fields? He, of course, has been out more than 5 weeks with a sprained knee ligament. Other question, the status of cornerback Brandon Flowers and safety Jahiel Adai, both coming off concussions. Chargers coach Mike McCoy gave his players 4 days off since the Denver loss to get healthy. Busy day at the NFL trading deadline, all of it swirling around Tampa Bay. The Buccaneers dealt safety Mark Barron, a former first-round draft pick, to the St. Louis Rams for fourth and sixth round choices. Tampa Bay also traded linebacker Jonathan Casillas. He goes to New England for a fifth-round pick. One Buccaneer who did not get dealt, wide receiver Vincent Jackson, because of the salary cap hit the team would take. Seattle evidently refused to give up a number two draft pick to make that deal. Atlanta Falcons have signed free agent former Carolina Panthers starter Charles Godfrey. Houston has signed former Tennessee Titans linebacker Zach Dills. Carolina signed young St. Louis Rams offensive tackle Mac Remmers. Seahawks have released wide receiver Phil Bates. Denver and Redskin legendary corner Champ Bailey has announced his retirement after a star-studded career. And New Orleans has suspended wide receiver Joe Morgan for team rules violations. On the injury front, Cowboy quarterback Tony Romo underwent an MRI on his bruised back, but no report yet as to whether he's been seriously hurt. The aftermath of the loss Monday night to the Redskins. Cowboys, though, did lose linebacker Justin Durant, torn bicep. Carolina Panthers of IR'd linebacker Chase Blackburn out with a knee injury. Browns expressing big concern over tight end Jordan Cameron, third concussion in 16 months. A second exam on Detroit defensive tackle Nick Fairley has not gone well. He's got a damaged MCL and a PCL. Both sprained ligaments, may not play rest of the season. Eagles have lost offensive guard Todd Harrimans. He's out for the year with a torn bicep. Seahawks are activating safety Eric Pinkins, the ex-Aztec. 49ers activate running back Marcus Lattimore. He's missed two full seasons recovering from knee injuries suffered at the University of South Carolina. And Redskins coach Jay Gruden says quarterback Robert Griffin III might be ready to start the next Washington game, comes up against Minnesota. College football, Texas A&M has demoted quarterback Kenny Hill. Last three games, the young redshirt freshman has six interceptions, 11 quarterback sacks. NBA season opened last night. Lakers got manhandled by the Houston Rockets. Rockets jumped to a 15-point lead in the first half, scored 62 in the opening half, had 8 3-pointers in the first half, and coasted to the victory. San Antonio opened defense of their NBA title with a win over the Dallas Mavericks. Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili combined for 43 in the opening night victory. Busy night on the NBA hardwoods on Wednesday. Miami's at Washington. We'll find out what the Heat's life is like after LeBron James. The Wizards will have new veteran guard Paul Pierce on the floor. Chicago Bulls open in New York against the Knickerbockers. Debut of Phil Jackson, Derek Fisher in that era in New York. Paul Gasol makes his first start for Chicago. Oklahoma City won't have Kevin Durant, out with surgery. They play in Portland. Golden State opens against Sacramento, the debut of Steve Kerr as the Warriors coach. Milwaukee meets Charlotte. It's the debut of the high-powered rookie Jabari Parker for the Bucks. Minnesota tangles with Memphis. Andrew Wiggins, the top pick in the draft, debuts for the Timberwolves. In hockey, legendary star Gordie Howe is bedridden in Texas, partially paralyzed with a severe stroke, suffering from Alzheimer's. He's 86 years of age. On the ice, the Kings lost in overtime to the Philadelphia Flyers last night, despite 43 saves from goaltender Jonathan Quick. The Ducks, meanwhile, won in Chicago. Goaltender John Gibson, 38 saves in that road win. Ducks go to 8-2 on the victory. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Wednesday.